favorite shores of Wrigley Field in beautiful downtown Wrigleyville, Chicago, Illinois. It's the Bigger Ball Show. And now, here's your host.
There's no Mises in there.
No. Anyway, it's good to be at Wrigley.
Hey,
wait, what?
Look at this.
What is this?
This is pretty cool. You just got to sit back and soak it in.
Have you ever hit batting practice here?
I have hit batting practice here.
How'd you do?
I did pretty good. I got it to the outfield.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
You did better than I did.
I hit a couple of singles out there.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Who was pitching?
There's film of this.
Who was pitching?
I have to put that. That's in the Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Right next to my passing shot against Rafael Nadal.
No.
Yes.
No, you didn't do that.
I did it.
What a sportsman he is.
I'm telling you.
How's your golf swing?
Huh? Golf swing's pretty good today. Ankle's healing up. I've been playing tennis this week.
Hey, your coach is here.
Huh? My golf coach is here.
Yeah, that's right.
Where she is.
I know.
In the top 10.
At the U.S.
Seniors? U.S. Seniors Women's Open.
Yep. Outside of Chicago.
Yes, we'll get her up here. We got lots of guests here tonight.
And you know who else is here? Our dear friend.
Eric Peterson. Eric Peterson.
Yes.
Eric Peterson's here, so.
From Escape to Margaritaville.
But I just thought we'd introduce him and then not let him come up here.
See, he's already walking over here. It's been real.
Give him a mic. Come on, let's give him a mic. Come on in here.
Hello. What's up, guys? How are you, sir?
All right.
Good to see you.
A Chicago in you.
Exactly.
Born and raised.
You know, I tell you what, I saw a picture of him when he was 11 at Alpine Valley.
Did he look the same?
He looked exactly the same with his family.
I was. Yeah. And my family's here tonight as well.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And for those of you who reckon, you're probably going, wait a minute, I've seen this face before. Yeah. Eric played Brick in our Broadway show.
What was that Shakespearean line he did?
Which one?
The boat?
The boat. What do you mean, the boat, be gone?
Yeah, that's the famous line.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but, you know, there are little vignettes from that show that are in our whole life out here now.
I'm sure.
Kinda.
You had told me that when you guys sing Grapefruit, that occasionally some of the lyrics from the show.
Yes,
that could happen this evening.
Yeah. It will happen. Ask him what happens on, this wasn't your line, but the shrimp.
What? Oh, need some.
Need some.
We don't do Margaritaville without going salt side side.
Need some.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was a good line.
Good lines there.
That was a good line.
So, and you're off to California, right?
I am moving to California right now, which is exciting.
Well, there's, you know.
That's right.
There's your tour guy.
Yeah.
We'll go out.
I slept on his couch a lot when I first
came. Can I sleep on your couch?
You bet.
All right.
There you go.
My kids are in Florida right now with the grandparents. The grandparents that are here,
Well, you should maybe tell your wife that you invited her to sleep on your couch.
But she's over there. We're sleeping on... Can my wife come as well?
Yeah, sure you can.
Right. My wife and I will both be sleeping on it. I hope it's a big couch.
Everybody come.
Everybody's coming on.
I've been there. Got that t-shirt.
Yeah, you did.
You get a t-shirt from it, too?
Yeah, I got a t-shirt. I stole it out of his closet.
I slept on Mike Utley's couch, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
That's the way it goes.
I love that.
Anyway, so you're doing well.
I'm doing really well. This is very exciting to be here at Wrigley because I'm a lifelong Cubs fan. I'm a lifelong Parrothead.
So how are you getting to California? Are you going to do like the old days on the covered wagon or a train?
That would be pretty good. I believe I'm flying.
Really?
I used to do it a lot on the train when the Union Pacific went. Wasn't it the city of Los Angeles?
How long would that take?
It took a while.
3 days?
Yeah, like that.
Would you stop? Does the train stop in that kind of trip?
Yeah, it stops, but I never got off. But there were some interesting stories upon the train.
I'm sure.
I had some good times because I would work in Chicago and then get on the train. And I got off. I'd get up Denver, then I'd get up back on, and I'd go to L.A. Yeah. I went out. My first audition was because I got a plane ticket to audition for the New Christy Minstrels, which I immediately cashed in.
Sure.
And I bought a plane. I bought a train ticket and came up here and did a few shows and saved some money. And then it stopped in Las Vegas, and I got a little bit. I had a few drinks on the train and got out, and I lost my money in the train station.
Not at the casino, but only at the train station?
Yeah.
Train station.
Well, you're doing the
one-on-one. Were there slots at the train station?
But when I went back, I stopped again, And I hit a jackpot, and I won about, in those days, I won about $300, which is about $3 million.
Sure.
And I made it home.
There you go.
Well, did you get the job with the New Christian Mentor?
No, I did not.
You did?
Thank God. I broke a string as I was first playing. But the
were
guy,
you nervous?
Yes, I was nervous. But Sid Katz, he said, you got talent. You might do something, but I don't think you should be. You don't fit in this band. I went,
oh,
good, Mr. Katz. But
yeah.
That's when I slept on your couch.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Because you were living in Venice at the time?
No, we were in Malibu.
Malibu, sure.
He was big time.
Sure.
He had a big time gig. He was working for Chris Christopherson.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a pretty big gig.
Yeah, and I was just auditioning for the Christy Minstrel. I didn't really want to be a Christy Minstrel, but,
no, but it was
a free ticket to
the
LA.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a gig.
Yeah.
That's all we're looking
for. All
right.
Well,
oh!
You
were real!
Oh, oh,
all
right.
Something's biting me. Look, came out of the
I told you. It came out right here.
I know. Oh, there's bugs in that eye. All right. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, why don't you ask this question?
All right. Do either of you guys have any unique hidden talents that us parrot heads don't know about? Unique hidden talents.
Let's see.
Well, you know, this is what you get. I mean, sure. I don't know what.
Hidden talents.
Hidden talents.
Hidden talents that will shock the viewers.
It would shock the viewers. Let's see. I know they know.
Okay, he's a bowler. Utley's a bowler.
I used to bowl.
You were a bowler.
What's your high score in bowling?
Well, about 257.
That's good. That's a good game.
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of strikes.
I can't bend over anymore.
I am impressed by that. Okay, yeah. Hidden talents. Let me see. I used to.
Did you do any impressions?
I can do an impression.
Okay, let's hear your best impression.
I can do an impression of Eric Peterson.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Let's hear it.
Oh, boy. Let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep, here we go.
He could die anywhere. He's old.
That's good.
That's good.
That's pretty good. Right on.
That's good. That's a hidden talent.
That was very good. That was very good.
I'm an actor. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, Bing Bong, any plans to travel any other parts of Europe, Glasgow, London, Dublin, during the Paris leg of the tour?
We're working on that Dubliner, Glasgonian, Londoners.
Oh, is that what?
Next year, though. Next year, we're going to do...
You're going to go to Ireland, are you?
Yes.
Are you going to sing the songs?
The Irish are patiently waiting.
Go ahead. Are you going to sing the songs with an Irish accent?
Well,
that's really the question.
Mother, ocean,
I have heard you call.
Now that you mentioned it, yes, I'm going to do it.
You got to do it that way.
All right. Next question.
Right, Green,
yo.
Would you rather have one flight to space or catch a 600-pound yellowfin tuna?
Flight to space.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Tuna, been there, done that, got that. I caught
there
a half
go.
Of tuna.
That's a okay. good, all we right. need to get out of here.
That's, we Absolutely. Need to get out of here. That's it. Yes. I got to go put Carolina on stage. Boss Skaggs is on. This is going to be fun.
It is.
Our
good
buddy
job.
Boss.
Very excited.
You know who's playing in Boss's band?
Willie Weeks.
Willie Weeks.
I heard that. I can't wait to see him. He's an old friend of ours.
I love that.
Yeah.
And we got a beautiful day. It's a little humid here, and it's a south wind. The wind's not blowing off the lake tonight.
Yeah.
We would like for it to blow off the lake, but
it's blowing out right now.
It is blowing
out. But the balls, nobody hit any balls. The beach balls, will they go
out? We got surprises later.
Did they?
Right. Don't say anything. Right. Don't mention it.
Tune in.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been told to say bye-bye.
God, okay. All right, well, it's great to be here in Wrigley Field. That's all I got to say.
Right. Thank you.